own reservation and with the potency of a wounded weapon. To avert a ruination, you must cut off the dead hand of gentrification, controlled by a tired generation, the reekers of civilization. We will mix our words with violence. We will break the silence because we must be free to destroy, for there is freedom in destruction. We must never work and live without dead time. For those with deficient tendencies, there is only one reason. Yes, Kennedy.
to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And stick around because we have a couple of amazing bands today and tonight, too, also. We have This Is The Shoes here in the studio. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
And we're waiting for Devil in the Wood Shack. So we'll be right back.
Digging in.
I'm wondering where the day went.
Lamenting a lack of hip-hop in Dan City? Fret not. Union Events is proud to present Australia's hip-hop giant Hilltop Hoods. On tour to support their sixth studio album, Drinking from the Sun, Hilltop Hoods will hit Vancouver April 3rd at venue. Doors are at 8 and this will be a 19-plus event. Tickets are on sale now at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, and, of course, Zulu and Beat Street Records. Get your daily dose of hip-hop with Hilltop Hoods. Presented by Union Events, April 3rd at venue.
Calling all BC short filmmakers, the third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. CITR. We're here in the morning after show, and the guys from Devil in the Woodshack are here. Cracking the bravas there. So let's start telling you what we heard. We heard Elizabeth. They have a new CD called Hazards, Horrors, and Liabilities. And the song was The First Excommunications and Column and Arrows. And then we listened to The Godfathers of Love. They have a CD called In Love with Trust. And the song was Digging In. And also we heard Duval Star with the City Song. We're listening to Goran Bregovic there in the back. I'm going to say hello to Homero Ontiveros in Mexico. He always uses this song for his radio show. So we stole it for the show today. So let's start, introducing the guys, no? Start with This Is The Shoes.
Hey, so I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Jeremy.
And you play kind of like blues.
We play blues,
yes.
Rock.
Indie, kind of lo-fi blues. Lo-fi
blues. We're taking it back old school.
Yeah, cool. So they have a guitar, so they're going to be performing a couple of songs live. And also we have here Devil in the Wood Shack.
Howdy.
So you want to introduce?
I'm Wesley Codet.
I'm Josh Wood.
I'd
say we play like alternative folk.
Yeah, gypsy, western, blues, jazz,
metal folk.
Metal folk.
Gypsy metal.
Pop.
What a combo.
It does pop. It does pop. No, I
dirty blues, no?
Yeah, dirty is the key word.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a dirty day.
Dirty gypsy punk.
Yeah, no matter what genre you put it in, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, these guys are very interesting, so you're gonna like them. So This Is The Shoes. We have a CD here.
Yeah, that's our own EP. We actually hand printed that, so
yeah, it was
all handmade.
Released last month.
Yeah, we put it out last month.
Cool. So it's still warm.
It's still warm indeed.
Cool. You have a booklet here with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a cool poster on the back too, actually.
Yeah, if you flip it open.
Yeah.
Really?
It turns into a poster.
Yeah, we realized, people don't really
keep CDs
hanging anymore. Out, so we needed to give them a reason to, get it. So
and I guess
put that on your wall.
Who made the art?
Our good friend Erica Wilk. She's a really talented artist.
So Erica Wilk?
Yeah,
she helped us hand stamp each of the CDs too. She was there for the whole process. So.
Well, she's kind of part of the band.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, she's the third member.
Cool. So that's you, I guess?
Yeah. I guess so. It's us in artistic form.
Abstract us.
Us with no faces.
Okay. And this is Vancouver, I guess, huh? Like Kitsilano?
That would be Kits, yeah. That would be the exact opposite of English Bay.
Okay.
So whatever's on the other side.
Okay, so let's listen to a song from your
What song are we going to listen to?
Yeah, I don't know. Which one would you want?
Listen to the first one.
Yeah, let's
change
do the first one.
Change
yeah,
it
let's
up.
Do it.
Change it up. So this is from the city, and then we'll be back here and listen to some live music. You're listening to 101.9 FM. And oh, and we want to also thank Michela for giving us this Serbian music that we're listening there in the back.
Thank you, Michelle.
Sorry, that was the wrong CD, I guess, eh? Cool song,
yo,
eh?
My ass, man.
So that was this is the Shoes. They're going to be performing tonight, no? At the this
tonight,
country.
Yeah, and this Friday.
And this Friday at the British Servicemen Association. So tonight they're gonna do like three songs there, and on Friday a whole set. So if you are liking what you're listening to, check them out tonight or on Friday. We'll give you details for those shows. So what was the name of that song?
That song was called Change It Up.
Change It Up?
Yeah, that's our ode to the Yardbirds.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to live music, no?
Sure, yeah. Perfect.
What do you want to
play? So this is our, we'll start with our protest song. The song is called Money.
Cool, like protest songs.
Money, it's all
That's our protest song. It was inspired by the Occupy movement.
Okay, yeah. So this one is not on the EP then?
It is on the EP.
Oh, it is on the EP.
So it'll be the fifth song on the EP?
Something like that.
Okay.
So you gotta get through it first.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's a really cool song. So the address for tonight is 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're on Display Hatchery. And the address for Friday is 1143 Kingsway Avenue. So any other shows that you guys have coming soon? Or how was the show at the White Hall? Was it the White Hall?
Yeah, the White Hall. Yeah, it was excellent. It was fantastic.
It was our big kickoff party for our EP release, and it was us and Paulo Brown and the Steam Clocks, who I know have played at a couple of the CITR events as well. And we had a big art show, too. We worked with a lot of local artists. There was everything from, you know, jewelry, paintings, to drawings. It was awesome. There was a ton of people there, and we hope to be able to put on more kind of events like that in the future with the whole music art combo thing. It worked really well. So
cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Paulo Brian also played, no?
Yeah.
Awesome guy, eh?
Oh, great guy. Yeah. He's taught us a lot of things.
Absolutely.
He's kind of also bluesy, but more rock.
He's the pop side of our blues. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So talking about the Wise Hall, I want to say hi to Prophecy Son, that she's working there at the Wise Hall listening to the show. So.
Hey! We love the Wise Hall.
Yeah, more shows at the Wise Hall.
Yeah, she's an amazing artist, and also she has a band called Adulthood and Tarana Horse.
Oh, I've heard of Tarana Horse. Yeah. They're good.
Check them out. Cool. So let's listen to another song, no?
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's do, it might not be suitable, but it's a good song anyways. Let's hope it's raining somewhere.
As he cracked the beer.
Yeah, that's the way that song's written.
So this is the original, no? Well, the CD version.
Yeah, both of them are original and both of them you can find on our EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp.
We were too lazy to get the mechanical rights for covers, so everything on the CD is ours. It's too expensive. It's too much work.
It's original music. No, it's really cool, your music. I like it.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Cheers. Appreciate it. There's more, and it's better when it's plugged in. So,
yeah, it's live.
Yeah, yeah.
The live experience is better.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's I don't know. Reminds me a little bit of the Pack AD. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, we love the Pack. We love the Pack. Yeah, for sure. They're I found them too late to be the like an official inspiration for the music, but now we listen to them for sure. They're a great band. Love them.
Yeah, cool. So, and where else can people find the CD?
Well, I mean, the best place to pick it up is at our shows, but you can find it on Bandcamp. It's
So this is theshoes.bandcamp.com. We got a website that's going to be coming up in a few months too. But Bandcamp for sure.
For digital copies, for physical copies, you kind of have to find us. We're going to be talking to some of the local record stores, see if we can get it in there. But
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, cool. Come out to the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best time to see us anyway, so you can actually talk to us.
Yeah.
See who's behind the music rather than just the face on the internet.
Yeah, and what's with the name?
Well, we wanted to be called The Shoes. From a John Lennon interview, they asked him why the Beatles, and he said, why anything, we could have been called The Shoes. But there's a band in France called The Shoes. So in our own cheeky way, we added This Is to get around the legalities of wanting to be called The Shoes.
This Is in, you know, like 10 size font.
Yeah,
the Shoes, it's like 18.
It's like Spinal Tap. It's called This Is Spinal Tap, right? So we went with that theme.
I think somebody's on the phone. CITR?
Oh, hi. I'm trying to get a hold of this Waldo.
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, it's Trent.
Hey, Trent. How are you?
Good, man. I was. The phone was ringing for quite a while, a few times, so I thought I'd try back.
Yeah, it's weird that we did. Generally, we see the light, like, blinking, and I didn't see any light.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, how's it going? Is that Jordan?
No, Jordan's not here. These are the guys from Devil in the Wood Shack.
Oh, yeah, I remember those dudes. Yeah, yeah.
And we have This Is The Shoes here, too. I don't know if you met them.
Yeah, yes, I did.
Yeah, cool. So Trent is a filmmaker, and he has a very interesting project, but I'll let you talk about it.
Okay. The project started last July in 2011, and I was looking at, I'm a host at open mics, and I was looking at the talent coming in the doors, and I thought, you know, there was a real subculture of people, you know, a really community kind of thing happening with the open mics. So I decided I wanted to maybe do a film about it, and, you know, I assembled the crew, and we spent the last 9 months shooting all over Vancouver at many different open mics, discovering just person and group after person after group that were just amazing in terms of their talent and their writing ability, and I focused on people that write their own music. So we filmed these people, and we got to learn a little bit about them through interviews. I filmed some of the bar owners, I filmed some managers, I filmed some hosts, and so we look at these people in three dimensions, and, you know, as people, not just musicians, but, you know, what they bring in their day jobs and their other careers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just found such a mountain of talent. So as part of the movie, we're filming people, and of course in a movie it's very difficult to feature 30 people and all of their music. So one of the things I came up with was to do a concert, which is this Sunday, April 1st, at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island.
Mm-hmm.
The concert goes from about 5 p.m. till midnight, and we decided to feature 14 of these artists, and they're going to do 15-minute sets, just like in the movie. And the idea is to get high-quality video and high-quality audio,
mm-hmm,
and full-song performances that we can then include in the movie once we release it.
Okay, so this Sunday at the Performance Works?
No, it's at the Backstage Lounge.
Ah, Backstage Lounge, yeah.
Granville Island.
Yeah, okay.
And so people can come just to the door, and it's going to be a movie shoot. So, you know, we're going to ask everybody. We're going to have a poster that basically says you're agreeing to be on film. We're going to have everybody sign in just to make sure that they're okay with being filmed.
Yes.
And it should be a fantastic evening. And in the spirit of the open mics, because we only had room for so many people, a lot of people were, you know, upset that they couldn't get a chance to play. So depending on time, if we have about an hour at the end of the evening, I'm going to, in the spirit of open mics, open the stage and have performers basically throw their names in a hat, and we will pick people randomly to come up and do one song.
Okay.
And we're going to film that and record it as well, so it could end up in the final cut of the movie.
Cool.
So we're going to encourage all the musicians out there listening, and, you know, our regular people who just like music, to come out, and they can still have a chance to get on the stage if they desire.
Cool. So everybody has to go, like, pimp out, eh?
For the film.
Everybody has to be, like, dress up and really nice looking for the film, I guess, eh?
Well, you know, I'm not going to suggest that, but if they would, I would personally, I mean, whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, cool. Some people, their image is very important to their music, so mm-hmm, whatever that is, I will support that.
So Trent.
Yes.
If I wear the onesie out, will you slot me in, or do I still have to put my name in a hat?
Well, you know what, dude? Unfortunately, I'd say you'd have to throw your name in the hat in the interest of fairness, but I am completely down with the onesie anytime.
Yes, I remember, actually. That's how I met you first, was through the onesie.
I wouldn't say through the onesie, but you had it on. Yeah, because that opens up a whole other can of worms. But yes, and is there a trap door in that onesie? I didn't notice.
Oh yeah, I only open it very rarely.
There you go. So the onesies are welcome. And for those who don't know, maybe you can elaborate on what the onesie is. But
what is a onesie?
It's a red one-piece long john suit. You know, typical to the pioneers of British Columbia and the Northwest Coast, actually, what they wore underneath their clothes. And I just take my clothes off and wear the traditional. It's actually as well what the Royal Canadian Mounted Police wear. But yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
Yeah, it's a one-piece underwear, basically.
Yeah. So,
but hey, I'm out of people. But don't tase anybody, bro. We don't want anybody getting tased at the show.
So, Trent... Well, you've been to a lot of open mics, and you host one of open mic.
Yes.
What's your impression with the? Because I do host an open mic as well, and I've seen all this amazing talent.
What's
your experience?
Go ahead. Yeah.
What's your experience with the film? Looking at all these open mics.
You know, the film has been very enlightening and inspiring because. I've always been a part of this music community here in Vancouver, and I've met so many great musicians and people during this process. It's enriched my life, and the networking and the friendships I've created have been really rewarding. So if this movie never gets done and never gets off the ground and nothing else happens, I'm still ahead of the game because I think I've made some really good connections.
Cool. So the party is Sunday, April 1st.
Yep. 5 p.m.
Backstage Lounge, no?
Backstage Lounge. And we're going to have some other media out, West Ender, Georgia Strait, some people from the Province Sun. We're going to have possibly some A&R people and some management from different booking agencies. So it should be a pretty good place to be for your musician and you want to network.
Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you, Trent, and I hope to see you tonight at this place, Hashery, no?
You will. And hey, Oswaldo, I want to say thank you for all the good work you do in the music community here, too.
No, thank you. You also been a very important part of that. And I'm looking forward to watch the film.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And of course, we did a great interview with you, so I'm really happy about it, and I really appreciate all your help.
Cool. Thank you, Trent.
Take care, Oswaldo. Okay. See you guys.
Yeah, see you tonight. Ciao.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was Trent Savage that he's doing that film. I'm in the film too.
You made a film?
Yeah. No,
nice.
No, I'm in
the
film.
Oh, you're in the film. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he was...
Oswaldo's legendary.
He is a legendary. He's a legend.
Yeah, Trent was there at this place, Hashery, filming. He did Don Alder. He filmed Don Alder there. And Shalini Kumar.
Yeah.
And Ev. So, yeah, pretty cool. So that's happening on Sunday, April 1st at the Backstage Lounge, place to be.
Yeah.
So let's play another song, no?
Us?
Yeah.
Sure.
So we can move to some of.
Let's bring it down, maybe. It's the only. Oh, Sabrina has to find a different harmonica. We're limited because I just brought my one tuning guitar. I play five different guitars live.
It's a bit of a spectacle.
So it's a bit of a spectacle.
Oh, yeah?
I just because of all the tunings I go through, rather than let everyone sit around and listen to me tune for however long it takes, it's good to have all those guitars. So she also needs multiple harmonicas as a result. Do you not have the right one?
I don't think I do.
Well, why don't we just do something different then?
What about drums?
Drums? I play a kick drum. So it's just me, a kick drum, and my guitars. She plays the harmonica, and then she plays percussion. So whether that's a shaker or a tambourine, we do that.
Okay.
So where are you going, babe?
Just going to see if I have another harmonica.
We're in the quest for the harmonica. No, excited to see you electric, because I only see you.
Yeah, you've only seen me play the open mics. Yeah. So I mean, it's basically just what you've heard, but louder and a bit more punk infused.
Oh yeah,
the gain. You know, you gotta love the distortion. And I just picked up some new pedals, so it's
cool.
After having gotten all our pedals stolen, we went and bought new pedals. So.
Oh yeah.
All
right. Well, you know what? We don't need the harmonica. You can just imagine the harmonica.
Yeah, we're just imagining the harmonica.
Just imagine, you'll have to come to get the full experience, come to the show. But anyway,
okay.
this is a song that reminds us of summer and good times on a beautiful lake in the middle of nowhere, BC.
And it's coming up, so.
In this life I live.
That's it.
Cool. So that was the name of that song?
The Lake Song.
That song called The Lake Song.
The Lake Song?
The Lake Song, yeah.
Cool.
We weren't very creative when we were naming it.
Okay, so let's continue with the blues. We're going to listen to John Peebles, which is another friend of mine. He's a really cool blues man. He has a CD called Wrap Up in Blues, actually. So we're going to listen to Coming Home Blues while the guys from the Devil in the Woods Shack get ready. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Cannot spell Discorder without disco. And to disco is to attend or dance at such a club or party. Attend the Discorder fundraiser March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. There will be bands, swag, a silent auction, and more. Disco with Discorder, March 29th at the Biltmore, and keep that magazine from CITR Radio in print.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hallow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show.
with DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and zuni rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's The Shilohs, Hollow Moon, and The Hydrops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
City, your dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes with tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people want to do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies. We can party, drink some 40. Put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to Vansterdam. Yes! Used to live in Vernon till it was 17 with a vision dream and I would be this rapper. Now I'm in the scene. Welcome to Vancouver. This is our home for the pursuers to make this music much smoother. Cause now we using maneuvers. Taking all of you listeners. Yes, we fit for this business. You smokeaholics get twisted. Play this music and you get lifted. Tripping balls gonna get dizzy. Hit pause and applause for this trip. See, for the cause of doing this swiftly. Have you listened persistently? Ayo, pass me the chronic. I got this cash. I'm wallet. Let's blow some clouds with this brolic. Break it up, make it look like some sodas. Hold it up then, smoke another one, cause it's fun. Put it in my lungs, never make it run to the dumb. We can smoke a ton, party in the sun. We the ones with the fast tongue. We just like to party, son. We live inside the city of dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes. With tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people want to do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies. We can party, drink some 40. Put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to Vansterdam.
I'd like to welcome you to Vansterdam, the great green north. We're hitting fatty chunks of hash is an everyday sport. I'm skating to the corner store to cop a swish of sweet. I'm gonna twist some sour diesel up. That is sure to take me off my feet. Lemon cushion make me reek. Hey man, that shit make me peak. My widow, that winning streak. The blood doctor is who I be. I wake up in the AM, twist the plane, and then I get to work. I'm mixing on these gypsy tracks inspired by the haters. I'm chopping grass, I mow the lawn. You munch grass and still she on. You lost your chance, my dick she's on. You think it's yellow, that's not your son. I still be on that number one. 3 grams to eat, I throw for fun. I got much love for everyone. Get off your ass, enjoy the sun.
We live inside the city of dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes. With tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people want to do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies. We can party, drink some 40. Put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to Vansterdam.
So those were the Smokeaholics and the song was called Vansterdam. That's for April 20, it's coming.
Yeah.
420 coming. Before the Smokeaholics, we heard John Peoples from his city Wrap Up in Blues. The song was Coming Home Blues. He sometimes comes to the open mic too. He's a pretty cool guy. So yeah, Devil in the Woodshack. Cool.
Hello,
what's the origin of the name, the story?
Well, Devil in the Woodshack. Well, I was reading a lot of Grimm's fables at the time, and the devil's a reoccurring character in there, and we thought it was cool, like kind of folklore kind of thing, like Devil in the Woodshack, like.
There's lots of ideas on it.
I don't know.
There's quite a few things that happened in that time frame as well. Like the first jam.
That was a spark.
I think that was the spark of the idea. The first jam that we ever had together was in the wood shack behind Wes's house.
Yeah.
And the devil definitely came out that night. And we're not really sure if he ever left.
So it's appropriate.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to a song, no?
Yeah.
What are we going to listen to?
It's called Tigerheart.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
So what's the like all your songs are original or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, most of the solos aren't even written yet.
yeah, this is all really new.
You write solos?
I don't know.
Yeah, we definitely have a free element to everything we do. I mean, I'm sure every performance is a little bit different.
Definitely.
You know, every time we play it's really
how do you write the songs?
Just sit down, argue a bit.
I don't know. I got an idea that's like, oh, it's a silly idea, I guess. I've always thought it's a mythical idea, you know. We're just song slaves, you know. And maybe, maybe these were the discarded songs of the gods, and they, you know, they threw them to the sky and they fell on Earth, and the right ones play them out. But that's just a silly idea that I've always thought. It makes me feel kind of cooler about it, you know. But to be honest, I don't know.
It's just like fallen songs, like the devil, actually, you know?
Yeah,
fallen
angel. Exactly. Like fallen angels, they just settled on Earth to the right appropriate person to play it. Okay. And we're just silly little song slaves, you know?
Cool. So starting to see a trend here.
We're going to play another one. It's called Trickster. This is one of the fucking oldest songs we have.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Alright. Start up.
Trickster, eh?
Was it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So how do you come with the idea of the cajon? Or?
The cajon?
Well, we don't have amps, first of all.
Forced into the acoustic.
Yeah, well, seeing as how we'd been buds for a long time, and I was actually the first open mic that we ever played. I was, like, going to leave to South America the next week. they've been traveling for months and months and months and they're lost. And they're like, hey, you want to hash out a couple songs? Let's go play an open mic. I'm like, well, you know, if we're going to do that, I kind of like was walking around and I see this box. I'm like, man, I could slap that box so good. I was like, I gotta buy that box. And so we bought this box, got the tambourine, and like we played these songs, and it was just like, boom, you know, like it came instantly. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I felt. Sure, like it just it just kind of came together. Like,
well,
that.
You bought a drum kit, but we've yet to really move to that yet.
I bought that. Yeah. But yeah, it's and I mean, it's great. Through this one box, I can get everything I need out of it. It's portable. Yeah. Straight over my shoulder. Yeah. You know, girls always comment on. Compliment me box. On my box. Sure, I think that's nice. I really like it. Actually, it's got.
Then I'm sure you pay them a favor.
It's got a cool hole in it too. I don't know like how you feel about this on radio, but a girl actually fisted my box the other week. And I don't know. I just hope that she had fun. That's all I can ever hope. It's all about having fun. Right?
Cool.
The box is a good time.
Yeah, truth comes out. there's a really cool song that you guys play, running, keeping my feet or running.
You keep me running.
Keep me running.
Yeah, you want us to play that?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Ruin.
How are we gonna start this? Another ever-changing
song.
So this is Devil in the Woodshack, and you're listening to 101.9 FM. Yeah. So I think that's my favorite Devil in the Woodshack song.
That's pretty cool.
So you guys want to do some shout outs for your friends, people, family, fans?
Yeah.
People are listening there.
Anybody who's listening.
Yeah, anyone who's listening. Shout out to you.
Thank you.
For supporting this radio station, because it's a great, great radio station.
Anybody who's listening, you're an awesome. You are an awesome.
Yeah.
We have a couple of people here listening. Stella!
Stella, woo!
Yeah, Stella!
Okay, she says, Devil in the Woodshack is fantastic. Love the raspy lid box and that box.
The box is famous.
And, Lillian also is listening.
Yeah, Lillian! Shout out to her.
She's loving the style of music. And what else? Alejandro, Chapa Guzman, a Mexican friend. Corina, they're all coming tonight, I guess.
Perfect. So,
awesome.
Everyone should come out.
Yeah, everybody.
Corina.
You're listening.
The more the merrier.
Good beer, too.
Yeah.
This place beer, $3 PBRs.
Yeah, that's cool,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah,
they're loving the foot stomping element. Cool, yeah.
He keeps it going, man. He keeps it flowing.
And Robert also is listening. He's going to come play tonight, too. So, yeah, really cool.
See you later, Robert.
Yeah, a lot of people there. So, okay, let's listen to a Serbian band called Disciplina Kishme. Let's listen to Heavy Bass Blues, like we're in the blues things. And then we'll be back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Let's listen to this.
Hey!
Okay, so yeah, that was Disciplina Kishme with heavy bass blues, and we're gonna listen to a last song from these guys, Devil in the Woodshack, playing tonight at this place, Hashery, a couple of songs, and on Friday a whole set there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association as part of the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
It's gonna be a party.
Yeah, and shout out for Van Music that is 3 years old. So tonight we'll be celebrating Van Music also at this place, Hashery, vanmusic.ca. Check it out.
Thank you
to Van Music and all you've done, and come out and celebrate for sure.
All right, cool. This song is called Two Whores.
Two Whores.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you guys for bringing the party here to the Morning After Show.
No, thank you, Oswaldo.
Yeah, 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And we'll keep partying tonight at this place, Hashery.
Yeah.
So everybody's welcome there, no cover. So come enjoy great music. We're going to leave you with the Real Boys. And actually, what was the first song that you guys
Tiger.
Tiger, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to leave you with Real Boys. They have a single called Vacation, and this is the band of Stephen O'Shea. he was part of You Say Party, We Say Die. Next, we'll get you with the next show in their journey, no? It's,
yeah, you only have 1 minute.
Yeah, cheers. So, yeah, see you next week.
Okay, that was, you're listening to something from Oswaldo's show.